Right, look, before you go this morning, Irish news today. I'm just wondering if you're aware of this. Children in berries and sunglasses joined Republicans marching in West Belfast yesterday, Gerry, to remember a teenage IRA member killed in a bomb blast 25 years ago. Patricia Black died with fellow IRA member Frankie Ryan. This is page 3 of the Irish News today. Are you concerned, Gerry, that children are being dressed in paramilitary regalia?
Well, I wasn't aware, but let me say this, because it's not the first time. Do you have a problem when it comes to cadets wearing British Army uniforms or in memorials for the British Army that they also wear fatigue brats and other assets? Because if you want to be consistent, Stephen. But don't come to me every time, you know, you want to make a complaint about, or somebody wants to make a complaint about Republicans. If you're going to be consistent, then look right across the board. Because young people do this throughout Ireland, throughout Britain.
So you support children being dressed up in paramilitary regalia?
I am saying that if you're going to make a criticism, and it's you that's making the criticism, then make it across the board. If your point is that children under a certain age should not be in fatigues and all the rest of it, then say it across the board.
Do you support children being dressed up in this paramilitary regalia? Right. Yes
or
no?
Then you answer my question. Do you support young people wearing British Army uniforms during commemorations for the British Army wearing brats and the paraphernalia either?
Well, you're the politician. I'm not the politician. You are. Gerry, just tell me if you support it. What's the point of turning this on to me? I'm asking you a question.
You're the one that's making the point. It is fair for me to ask you back, right? Do you support, or are you saying that you're against it all?
So you're not going to tell us whether you support it or not?
No, you're not going to tell us.
So you're not going to tell us?
You're not going to tell us.
I'm a broadcaster.
I know what you are.
Right. So you're an elected politician. Do you support these children being dressed in this paramilitary regalia?
If you're asking a biased question about a particular section of children, it is fair for me to ask you, look at it right across the board. Now, are you going to answer the question?
Gerry Kelly, thank you very much indeed. Jim Alistair, thank you. Right, so we'll get your reaction to that today. 030-30-80-55-55. Two stories then within the first 15 minutes of the programme this morning. The memorial, which is built on housing executive property, they say they're now investigating. I should really read the statement from the housing executive. The site at Butler Walk Place was assessed as having no development potential for social housing. An economic appraisal was conducted. Public trial of the land was also completed as required by managing public money. NI. In those circumstances, the land was leased to Ardoyne Bone Leganaile Heritage Association, a community group, in April 2014 for 25 years. It was restricted for use as a community garden only. The land is leased with a rental of £200 per annum to be reviewed every 5 years. There was no structure on the site when the lease was agreed. The lease also contains additional covenants on the part of the Heritage Association regarding its use of the land. Against that background, we will be investigating this matter, and any such issues as may be identified as relevant will be raised directly with the Heritage Association. So, Housing Executive investigating that matter. Story 2 this morning, Sinn Féin refusing to condemn children being dressed in IRA paramilitary regalia. The commentator Malachy O'Doherty with us today.
Good morning, Sam.
You've seen this photograph of these children. They've got the black sunglasses on, they've got the berries on, they've got the neck scarves on, as seen in the Irish news. And you heard Gerry Kelly's response, Malachy.
Well, it's a very sad thing that this whole tradition, this whole culture has been reproduced within children. I mean, I kind of understand where Gerry Kelly's coming from. Gerry Kelly, unlike myself, thinks that the Republican tradition was a fine thing, that the IRA campaign was a legitimate war. He has said that if the circumstances in which it happened were repeated, he would himself support and even involve himself in the recreation of that war. So I think, you know, we know where Gerry comes from. But I mean, and as from outside looking in, what we see is a very closed culture with a very narrow view of Irish history and a very narrow view of the past, reproducing its mythology by encouraging children to be part of it. And that's a very sad thing. The only redeeming feature of that is that it is about looking at the past rather than looking at the future. And what I mean by that is it's about, I mean, the IRA constantly, and if you listen to Sinn Féin, constantly reinforce the myth that what they did was right and good. And they will not give ground on that. And nor perhaps should they, you know, and maybe nor can they, because if they do, then there will be many in their own community who will blame them for it. But it is appalling. It's a very, very sad thing. I know of teachers who tell me about children taking days off school, you know, to commemorate the fallen, you know, somebody in their family, maybe a grandparent or granduncle who died in the Troubles, and children even, you know, wearing little medallions in tribute to people and even weeping in class, you know, when they're recalling stories. It is ghastly that this is reproduced and that there's no letting go of it.
John on the Falls Road has a question for you, Malachy. Morning, John.
Hello. Dana, I was just wondering if you could tell me what the difference would be between a child wearing a British Army uniform and a Republican uniform.
There would be a lot of difference in some ways, but I mean, it would be age would be part of it as well, John. These kids in those pictures are very young, small children.
They're preteen.
But many of these kids,
they certainly look 9, 10 years of age, maybe even younger. Some of them.
Aye, but many of these kids, their grandfathers and fathers would have died or been locked up for their belief.
Yeah, well, you say their beliefs, but I mean, nobody was locked up for their beliefs. People were locked up for carrying out bombings. People were locked up for killing people.
Why did them people result the bombing?
Well, we can talk about that all day. We have talked about it in the past, but I mean, the reality was there never was a law in Ireland which entitled people to be part of the IRA and to go and kill people. That was always against the law in both parts of Ireland, and
look at that.
Never in dispute.
Hmm. Sorry, I think he thought it was funny to shout there and hang up, but there we go. Nigel Dodds from the DUP is saying that this is a matter for the Children's Commissioner, Malachy. Is it not a matter for the children's parents if they want to dress their kids whatever way they like and let them participate in whatever parades they like? It's a matter for the parents, is it not?
Well, and it's broader than that, because you will often see quite rowdy orange bands on parade on the 12th of July with small children accompanying them. And I mean, it is about the regeneration of a mythology, and it's the regeneration of hate, and it's the passing it on to another generation. So perhaps the Children's Commissioner should be involved. Perhaps, the only way we are going to get away from the past and get out of the sectarian deadlock in this community is for a generation to emerge which does not regard that as their legacy and does not want to regenerate it and carry it on. That is not going to happen if we're bringing children to orange parades, if we're dressing them up as paramilitaries, and if we're, you know, and if the rest of us who are not doing that are looking the other way and just saying, "Oh, that's just what they do." I wouldn't make a final judgment on whether that would constitute abuse or what psychological effect that might have on a child, but I certainly wouldn't be averse to professionals who do understand those things better getting involved and looking at the thing more closely.
Thomas in Belfast, morning, Thomas.
Yes.
Go ahead.
First of all, the equate kids in a Republican flute band or a Loyalist flute band in a proper uniform that they're wearing to dressing kids up in UFF uniforms or IRA uniforms is completely ridiculous.
I wouldn't equate them. I'm not saying that they're equally offensive. I'm saying...
Well, Malachy, there's a hell of a difference between dressing people up in paramilitary uniforms than there is in kids wearing... Because, I mean, some of the band uniforms... Or just uniforms the same. And Republican flute bands and Loyalist flute bands are exactly the same. I'm not making a difference between the two.
No,
there's a difference between dressing children up.
You know,
UFF uniforms and IRA uniforms, right?
You know yourself that some of the bands are paramilitary. You know yourselves that some of the bands that march on the 12th of July, I mean, I have photographs of bands with drums with tribute to Brigadier John McMichael and stuff on them, you know. So you know yourselves that that's part. But I'm not...
Well, that's a Republican flute bands are the same. There's no difference between Loyalist and Republican flute bands.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just on the garden scene, the thing that Jerry Kelly trying to say, I mean, if different areas have different things. I have no problem. Obviously, Protestants, Unionists and Loyalists in North Belfast are going to be discussed at IRA memorials, and the same with Catholics, Nationalists, Republicans are going to be discussed at Loyalist memorials. But it's in their own areas, and if people sort of are starting to say to themselves, hey, that's okay, at the end of the day, if that's happening in their own area, they're annoyed about it, but it's not going to offend somebody because you're not going to see it.
Well, it's not just about offence.
Whenever Jerry's trying to say the British, bring the British Army, the Army cadets are all over the world, in the Irish Army, the British Army, the Swiss Army. And there's no comparison to children being in the army cadets to the same thing being involved in UFF and IRA parades.
Yeah, but
there is a comparison for those who want to draw a comparison. Isn't there, Thomas?
The
point is you're differentiating, but others will not.
Stephen, what Sinn Féin do here is they always try and bring the IRA with the British Army, okay? And the people who are not Sinn Féin orientated or Irish Republican or IRA fans orientated, the IRA is comparison to the UVF and the UFF and the NLA. Not the British Army and the Irish Army. And yes, absolutely, some British Army done horrible things in this country. I mean, every time you bring things in about the mention Ballymurphy, the same powers that shot innocent Catholics in Ballymurphy shot two Protestants dead on the Shankill Road.
So if...
Right? So whenever people are saying about what's happening there, that has no comparison to people who never served here in their lives. Do you know what I mean? So whenever people are saying he mentioned it about Poppy Day. I mean, I don't wear a poppy for the two evil powers that shot them two Protestants there. I'm wearing a poppy because of my friends that were killed in Iraq, and a friend that was murdered by the IRA who never served in here in his life. He was back home and leave. So
the argument from some people who would say that, for example, when we were talking about the football poppy debate last week and the IFA not allowing the Northern Ireland team to wear a poppy, you can see how some people from Sinn Féin, for example, would say there hasn't been enough thought of the consequences of a football fan who might object to an imposed remembrance of an army which occupied whole communities.
But if he doesn't want to go to that commemorative thing, that's up to him. If people don't want to donate that charity, we've had all this before, and we'll have it every year, for God's sake. You know what I mean? Well, if a football team, like the people in the... Like, there's Protestants in the Republic of Ireland support the Republic of Ireland football team, and they had their commemoration, but that's because that football team and probably 99.9% of their fans wanted that to happen. I mean, and if Northern Ireland did want to wear that poppy, they asked about wearing it. The fans wanted to commemorate it.
We're not talking about the poppy and the Northern Ireland team now, are we? We're talking about this parade.
See, if it's happening in a Republican area, I wouldn't see it. No, it's social media. People will get it all the time now. You'll see videos of what's happening.
Well, Squinter, for example, Squinter on Twitter has just Malachy O'Doherty.
Yeah.
Posted a message on Twitter of some children holding a poppy.
Yeah.
And he has said, here's a pic with the Royal British Legion tweeted. The hypocrisy on Nolan today is truly staggering.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am not being hypocritical about this. I mean, Squinter knows me and I know Squinter and we go back a long way and we have our wee ding-dongs at each other. But, I mean, I would disagree with children being inducted into an army culture in any culture. I mean, I know, for instance, I mean, Will Glendinning, for instance, of the Alliance Party told me a story once that when he was a boy at Campbell, he was sent up the Falls Road on a Ulster Transport bus with a crowd of kids in uniform with 303 rifles to do rifle practice up at the quarries in Black Mountain. So, there, you know, that whole thing, I would oppose all of that. I would be as contemptuous as all of it. But I think that the difference with the Republican one appears to be the age at which they're inducted. I also think that, I mean, I've forgotten the name of the other caller, you know, but the idea, this isn't just about giving offence to a wider community. This is about the impact on the children themselves.
Eddie's an antrim, 0-30-30-80-55-55. Nearly give out the 5 live number there. Morning, Eddie.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I just think it's indoctrination of children.
That's it. That's the
problem. If your parents saying to you, wear this uniform, your parents everything to you when you're a child, you know, they're always right.
Well, so therefore, you know, the parents might have views of their own.
Don't let the children get their own opinions.
Well, that's not what you do as a parent, is it? You instill the values that you believe in as a parent on your children. They've every right to do that without being labelled.
It's a bit dodgy. Dressing them up like that now, come on.
Do you think it's a matter for the Children's Commissioner? We've been in touch, by the way.
Steve, what's the difference in that and children posing in IS outfits in Iraq and Syria.
We're asking the Children's Commissioner if she wants to come on later to talk about this, by the way. Paddy in Belfast. Morning, Paddy.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Paddy.
Stephen, I would like to phone Mullaghy again, and maybe one point before I say the children in uniform. He said no one has ever been lapped up earlier on when he was talking for not committing a crime. He's totally forgot about internment here.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but I mean, okay, I accept that. I mean, what the point that was made, the phrasing used by the caller, I think his name was John, was that people were locked up for their beliefs.
Yes, I was locked up for the first round up.
Yeah.
So it was for internment.
Yeah, as were neighbours of mine. But I mean, there was flawed intelligence. There was, you know, the intention within the Internment Act.
You're making excuses for it.
And I'm not making excuses for internment.
Paddy, we're not talking about internment this morning, are we?
He's got a point to pick me on that, and he's right to pick me on it.
Another point I would like to make is, now, Fianna Éireann was one of the most beautiful organisations that ever walked the streets of Ireland.
Fianna Éireann was what?
Yes.
It was beautiful organisation.
Yes, and I would tell you the truth, I would have my grandchildren join it.
I just think that's laughable to say that Fianna Éireann is a beautiful organisation. An organisation which was recruiting people to prepare them for IRA membership.
Yes, sir.
Do you mind saying that was a beautiful organisation?
It was a beautiful organisation.
What was beautiful about it? What did you do that was so lovely?
History, so it is.
Sorry?
They were taught Irish. They were taught the Gaelic through the war.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you talk the greatest load up.
You're talking to, I mean, a lot of the kids, I don't know. The Fianna Éireann was, I was never a member of the Fianna Éireann, but the Fianna Éireann was basically a scout group for recruiting people into the IRA.
Yes,
and I don't think that was a good way to direct children.
Yes, that's correct.
And where were you sworn in to Fianna Éireann?
Sorry?
Where were you sworn in?
That's only your business.
Well, I mean, you brought them into the thing.
I'm only telling you, but that is none of your business.
Aye. Well, tell me what the oath was that you took.
Again, that is none of your business.
You want me to believe that it's a beautiful organisation and you won't tell me anything about it.
Well, sure, aren't you a so-called historian? Have you not read everything
But tell me, did you practice with real guns?
I've not read everything about
guns?
It. I think you just won't say it in your beliefs.
I'm trying to get you to tell me about the Fianna Éireann. You can tell me more about it. I mean, did you practice with real guns or toy guns?
You're this well-versed person who knows everything.
I would know more if you'd answer my questions.
No, I don't need to because it's in the history books that you're supposed to have read.
That is why I'm asking you. I'm taking a challenge to your notion that the Fianna Éireann was a beautiful organisation that was good for children when they were doing things like arms training and preparing kids for membership of a paramilitary organisation.
It never done me any harm.
It never done you any harm. Did it do anybody else any harm?
I'm only telling you
Tell me what year you joined and who your OC was.
Sorry?
Tell me what year you joined and who your OC was.
No, I dead on.
So it was
dead
a
on.
Organisation.
Oh, so as well as a historian, you're a tad.
It was a secret organisation.
How did you know about OCs?
I know something about the Fianna Éireann. I'm asking you to tell me.
No, I'm asking you. How do you know about OCs?
Tell me.
Why OC instead of CO?
Well, whatever. I don't know. Because it was in Gaelic?
I think you do.
Well, tell us more about it. You're the one who said it's a beautiful organisation.
Yes.
Right. Well,
read your history again. Read about Countess Margaret.
The Fianna Éireann was revived in the 1960s, in the early 1960s, wasn't it? And, you know, as part of the re-education programme. Right.
Okay. Listen, we're going to hear from the Children's Commissioner in just a second. The Children's Commissioner, Kula Yusuma, with us this morning. Kula, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Have you seen this photograph in the Irish News today?
I have, Stephen, yes.
What's your reaction to it?
Stephen, my reaction is not dissimilar to what others, but I have to be mindful of the remit that I have, which is to make sure that that relevant authorities are keeping children safe. And let's not forget that it's parents who decided that their children should take part in what was deemed to be a legal parade.
So are you concerned about images of children in paramilitary regalia?
I would be concerned about, I would absolutely be concerned about images of children in any sorts of involvement with any sort of paramilitary regalia or images. But we need to remember what is concern and what it is I can do something about. And I will today be contacting all the relevant authorities to make sure that, including the Parades Commission, to make sure that the best interests of these children have been protected. And well, there are no child protection issues here.
But hold on. So as the Children's Commissioner, I need to call you on this, though. So are there, do you think there are child protection issues with children, with berries and black sunglasses?
It's not.
And dark clothing and neck scarves walking in this type of parade?
It's not for me to say whether there are child protection issues or not. We have authorities that do that. We have social services, we have police, we have the safeguarding board. We charge them to make sure that they take into account the protection of all our children. It's my job to make sure that they're doing their job, so to speak. So I will be contacting them to make sure that they have made an assessment and that they were aware. It does speak to why in 2016 we still haven't had a broader conversation about whether our children should be involved in these sorts of demonstrations across all sides of the community.
Okay,
and I've spoken about that before, Stephen.
Do you think children, so we can leave it, fair enough, you're saying let's leave it to the authorities to make a determination on this specific incident in West Belfast. But do you think broadly that children should be participating in these type of parades?
Stephen, parents have to make the decisions about what they think is right for their children. And it's for the state to decide whether parents need additional support or holding to account on all these things. I think it's right for children or not is not really for me to say.
Well, it kind of is if you're the Children's Commissioner, Kula. We need to know what the Children's Commissioner's position is on this, surely.
Well, it's not for me to tell parents how, you know, this is a legal parade. What I would like to know, and we will be contacting the Parades Commission today, what I would like to know is what measures are in place to make sure that the authorities know if children are going to take part in these sorts of parades. Do I think it's okay? Probably not, but that's not within my remit to go around telling parents how they should involve their children in legal parades. If I had done that, I would be criticised for interfering with how parents bring up their children. It's my job to make sure that the public bodies do their job to keep our children safe. There is a broader conversation to be had here, Stephen, which I think you have touched on a bit during the programme today, which is how our children and young people experience the history of Northern Ireland. And in the absence of a proper public conversation and of proper open dialogue and proper full education within our schools, this is what happens. We involve our children in things that the state has no control over.
Okay, Kula Yusuma, thank you very much indeed.